Hey everyone, welcome to the Stephen D podcast. Episode 24. I just splashed some Coke in my face. Nice. Yeah. Because apparently that just happened. I don't even know, like I opened the can and it shot up into my eye. Alright. Letting everyone know we're live. Alrighty. There we go. So yeah, today is Saturday, November 2nd, 2019. And you are listening to episode 24, which should have been last week, but had to be unfortunately reschedule due to extenuating circumstances. But I'm glad to be here today. And we're not going to do another BK3 part on this episode because I figured, you know, I'd do those every other episode and I wouldn't make you guys wait a month and then do that again. So I figured I'd wait until episode 25. So let me get the Discord pulled up. Oh yeah, by the way, I didn't refrigerate this Coke, unfortunately. I forgot to. So, in addition to the can opening sound, you get this. Don't know much of that you could have actually heard. But had to dump it in a cup of ice. There we go. So anyway, we're going to be playing Run For Your Life from Oriel Gomez and Offensive World, which is a lesser known title from Phantom Hulk Productions, the same guys who brought you Table Flipper. But the reason I want to play that one is because even though I have a few issues with it, which I will outline, I think it's very unique in certain ways, and I think it deserves a mention. All right. Okay, Discord is now open. It's a good thing this song is as long as it is, because, dude, it takes forever to get prepared. I'm sorry, I'm not prepared today as much as I normally am, because I went to a 4-hour goalball practice, and in addition to that, I had dinner with friends, and I had to clean my house this morning. So I've not had much computer time today, unfortunately, and I just got home like probably 30 minutes before doing this, and I had to take the dog out for a walk. Yeah, I've had a busy day. But just in time for the song to finish, we're ready. And welcome to everyone who's listening right now. Alright, so let's check out Run For Your Life. Oh, and by the way, guys, I've been hinting at something today. There may or may not be something exciting happening during this stream today, so you might want to tune in and find out. I'm just saying. That's all I'm going to say on the matter for now. Run For Your Life. And play.
Oriel Gomez presents Main menu. Please start game. Exit.
Alright, so basically the goal of this game, Run For Your Life, is to avoid objects that will fall on you while not running into the electric barriers and the force fields and the fires and everything else that, you know, just so happens to appear. I don't know what is up with all these games that we create that they just want me to die. They just want the player to to just die. I don't get it.
Learn game sounds. Choose a sound and press.
So of course we're gonna go through this. I've played it before,
back
but
to main menu.
For those who haven't.
Falling object.
Alright.
A falling smoke bomb.
Oh god.
Electricity barrier.
I hate the smoke bombs, because you see, normally objects will just fall down like an oh shit, and you just have to run and avoid them and you'll get points. But with the smoke bombs, they'll drop fires on the ground, and if you step in it, you're dead. So this is an electric barrier.
Magnetic force field.
This is a magnetic force field. None of these will be very good if you run into them.
You have less than 25 health.
Hey, we heard that in Danger on the Wheel. Remember when Blind Bob...
You are wasting time in a corner.
I've never heard that because I've never had time to waste time in a corner. I've always been getting shot by something.
Teleporter sound.
Teleporter. I haven't encountered one of these before.
Bonus item tracker.
So, one good thing about this game is you can get bonus items, and I guess one of them is haste, it can give you super speed, one of them can make it to where you can run into the force field without getting hurt, one of them gives you extra health, things like that. And that means it's a bonus
item. Bonus item disappears.
Now, like in oh shit, bonus items will disappear after a certain amount of time, it's like 5 seconds, so if you don't get them...
A smoke bomb lands.
Yeah, you don't want to be landed on by that, and you don't want to step in the fire that it generates.
You step into flames.
Or that'll happen.
Health bonus. Super health bonus.
So these are the bonus items you can get.
Bonus points. Shields. Teleporters. Neutralizers. Haste.
So yeah, you can teleport and you can neutralize the screen.
Haste off.
I've never used any of that stuff. I don't even know how to.
Back to main menu.
That's the funny thing. Start game. Is I've always, like, whenever I first encountered this game, I just clicked on the hard difficulty and tried to play. Because that's just what I like to do sometimes. Like, remember the VFB episode? Yeah.
Learn start game.
So, I'm gonna check messages real quick. Alright.
Learn start game. Choose a difficulty level. Hardcore. For dummies.
Wow. For dummies. Yeah, I'm gonna play the for dummies round because hardcore is very hardcore.
3, 2, 1.
So, also, like, oh shit, this is a side-scroller. Oh, and as you can hear, these items are falling. And these items track you. They don't just fall in one place. But you want to know something? Oh.
The end is upon you.
You managed to score
well,
1,800.
Okay, so less talk and more play, I see. No, but
enemies landed
the thing about
zero landed on you.
These
when you
freaking
died, you still had,
oh my god, shut up.
Health. Press escape to go back to the main menu or main menu, start game.
Yeah, you can't press escape to go to the main menu until it tells you that you have to listen to your whole score report. But no, the thing that this is not like oh shit, there are a couple things. One being that the items do not just fall in one place, they track you. And the second being that you can't just hold down left or right arrow to run. No, you'll trip and fall. And it takes you a couple seconds to get back up. And you also might run into the electric force field or the electric barrier or the force field. So yeah, just keep an eye out for that.
Choose a difficulty for dummies.
We're playing for dummies again.
3, 2, 1.
Level 1, 0.
Nope. Okay, there's the haste, and that's a super speed. We've already got smoke bombs, and I couldn't move because of the fire. Oh god. No. And I just fell. So you use space to teleport. Whoa. Oh god. Well, I just got a shield. Let's see. Yep. And as you can see there, when you get a shield, it gives you a temporary immunity. Ooh. Not from that. So you get your temporary immunity from everything but the magnet field, or the force field. I thought it was just the electric barrier, but I was wrong.
You are nothing!
You managed a score of 10,960 points. And you were on level
4
with
31
enemies landed and
4
landed.
Just
on
refilling
you.
My when
coke
while
you died,
while I
you
wait
still
for this
had
to shut up.
65 health.
Press escape to go back to the main menu, or press enter to hear this information again.
No, I was forced to hear the information. That's the one thing I don't like about Orioles games, is that those ending reports, it forces you to listen to the entire thing before you can go on, and some of them are pretty long. I'm not a big fan.
Main menu. Please choose an option with the arrow keys and press enter. Exit.
Check in messages.
Alright. Start game. Learn game sounds. Start game.
Alright. So you know what? I think I'm going to try playing on the... I know this is going to be a bad idea, but I'm going to try playing on the expert level.
Choose a difficulty. Back to main menu.
Let's see. I think I lasted for like 1 minute in the in the beginner level. Let's try the expert.
Hardcore.
On the bright side, I only tripped and fell once.
For hardcore.
3, 2, 1.
Oh god.
Level 1.
Here's a smoke bomb. Okay, there's the fire. It just went out. Oh, I got the speed, super speed. Hey, this isn't too bad. Ow. Ow. Dude, I'm getting my ass kicked by these stupid... Whoa! I tripped! No! Oh my god! No! I got bombed.
Your strategy was flawed.
Shut up. Nobody asked you.
A score of
19,320 points.
And you were on level
5
with
50
enemies landed and
23
landed on you.
That's
press escape to go back to the main menu.
That is
please
not good.
Start game.
That no, that is not good. Oh my god, man. I wasn't even getting any of the freaking good items. Jeez, man. Sorry, just checking messages.
Learn game. Start game.
Okay, so we're gonna try this one more time. Please, for the love of God, give me a fucking shield.
Choose a difficulty for hardcore.
3, 2, 1.
Level 1.
I bet I can get to level 6. I was about to make the comment that he's a little more merciful than I was with Oh Shit because he gives you health, but no, he's not, because he makes up for it by this stupid-ass tripping system. Oh my god. Yeah, I did not make it to level 4.
Nice try!
Or level 6.
You managed a score of
40,320 points.
See how many out of these landed on me? I'm pretty sure it was every single one.
36.
Enemies landed and
20
landed on you.
Oh!
Press escape
no.
to go back to the main
I actually
menu,
did pretty good,
or press
comparatively.
Enter to hear this information again.
I guess. Nearly half of them missed me, but over half of them landed on me. That's
main menu. Please choose an option with the arrow keys and press enter. Exit.
My god, man.
Exit. Start game.
All right. So I'm going to do one more freaking game of this. And this time I'm going to play it on the hardcore mode because yes, I believe I've graduated to that. I got good enough at the dummies mode that I feel like I've graduated to hardcore. So I'm gonna play it in hardcore one last time.
Learn, start, game. Choose a difficulty level. Hardcore.
Yay.
3, 2, 1.
Whose deep voice is
level
that?
One.
I feel like I just keep getting worse with each game.
You lose.
You managed a score of
11,085 points.
We're doing that again. I'm sorry.
26.
I know I said only one more game, but
landed on you. Press escape.
That was
main
atrocious.
Menu. Start. Choose a difficulty.
Nope.
Done. Hardcore.
Nope. This kind of reminds me of being in a dream. I made it to level 6! I did! I don't care!
You managed a score of
21,575 points.
And you were on level
6
with
51.
Enemies landed and
22
landed on you. Press escape to go back to the main menu.
Yeah.
Main menu.
That is a fun game, but in small doses. Because it's also very rage-inducing. Oh my god, man. Like, that was terrible. But I made it to level 6, so I don't even care anymore. And that's final. That's all I wanted, was to make it to level 6 of hardcore. Before I smashed my computer. Alright. Let me check messages. And then... Alright. So, guys. You know that little thing I made a while ago that I demonstrated on this podcast? And it was actually about a year ago at this time. And you haven't heard me mention anything about this game here recently. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't still exist. And I'm going to show you what I'm talking about here. Okay, let me just load this up. And people have still been asking about this in recent weeks, and I felt like it was finally time to get off my ass and do something about it. So, check it out.
Oh shit, created by smoke observer Lombus, the soil with falling rocks, randomly appearing cannons, and shooting cannons that slow and ugly, naturally human decor of items that cover fists, give invincibility, and destroy cannons, and speed you up if you have a death pit first, step on the edge of a pond, press up this one, and press easy on biohack.
Yes.
360, variant 3, voice of variant, enable pack volume 80.
Let me turn up the volume of this NVDA. There we go.
Main menu, play.
Anyway, so check it out.
Pause. Enter cheat code.
Remember this old thing? Well, guess what? It's getting released tonight. And you guys on the stream will actually get to download this thing. So I'm going to paste it in the Discord, in the Skype group for now. And then once the stream is over, I'll upload the official version to my website. Probably tomorrow. And then people can download it from there. So, first of all, I want to play this. And then I will give it to you. So I just expanded the field. Oh, wait. Why not? No, I think I should be getting rewarded for being a lazy ass for not releasing this.
Game over, less than 15 seconds and collected a total of one item. Your final score was 1 point. Copy the clipboard. Game over, less than 15 seconds and collected a total.
That's pathetic.
No.
No.
Congratulations, your score 1 made your local top 10. You got to position 1. Keep up the good work. Want to play again? No.
No, I don't want to play again. Alright.
Select output device.
So let me get my NVDA turned back. I never created a profile for that because I wasn't sure if I was actually going to play, but I figured I would, at least for a second. All right, so let's copy this link here. And... paste. Now, I'm not going to put this on the Twitter yet because, you know, people can RT that. And I don't want them to RT it just yet. So here we go. Put it in the Discord. I cannot believe it's been an entire year and I'm finally releasing Oh Shit Cheats. Literally, this is the 1 year episode of the Stephen D podcast, and on November 1st of 2018 was the day that I did a ton of demonstration. That was like the debut episode, because I remember looking for something interesting to podcast about that week whenever I was thinking about starting this thing back up. And I was like, hey, you know, it'd be cool if Oh Shit had cheat codes. So like a couple days before that, I just coded them in and then did an entire episode where me and a guest host, Bailey, you remember he was on last time, we both just messed with this game and laughed about it. Because it has a bunch of stuff. And I figure I will open it up and show it to you. Just a few of the cheat codes it has. For those who haven't seen that episode and are wanting to check it out. So, first we have normal Oh Shit. You know, just regular rock falls. And then we have some things that can happen. First of all, I'm going to speed up the game. I'm impatient, so I want the game to go really fast. And now when I unpause the game, the first pit, oh my god. No, that wasn't supposed to happen. No, pits are supposed to spawn every 30 seconds, and they just spawned after 5. So, this is probably not going to be interesting to anyone who hasn't played Oh Shit, but...
Yes. No.
No, I
yes.
don't.
Want to reset all cheats to default?
But I will anyway. Yes. Yeah, and so this here, if you want to reset all the cheats to the default...
Want to reset all cheats to default? Yes.
That turns off impatience and all that. Makes it like I never cheated in the last game. Alright. So, let's see what else we have here. First, you hear how the rocks are just falling right here? Well, let's make this a little bit more like the game we just freaking played. Let's make this a little more run for your lifey.
Resume.
Only, Oh Shit's little dive bombing system is not as accurate as that one. Whoa! But yeah, turning on the dive bomber's cheat makes rocks come at you horizontally instead of just vertically. So I've showed you impatience, which makes the game speed up quite a bit. And by quite a bit, I mean like 10 times faster than its normal rate, with pits spawning every 5 seconds. And then, dive bombers, which make rocks move horizontally. Now, why would you want to turn any of these
yes.
on?
Oh, yes, game over. You lasted 29 seconds.
It's my guess, but just in case.
Congratulations, you want to play again? Yes. Want to reset all cheats to default? Yes. Pause. Resume. Pause.
Now, of course, there are the obligatory power-up cheats, and I'm going to turn one on for this next thing. Okay, we want invincibility. And I'm in the package that I just released, I included a cheats list with some descriptions, I believe. I know I included at least what the cheats were. But, so, if you don't remember any of these or want to see all of them, then you can check that out when you start playing. But so let's turn on invincibility. Turn on super speed. Then turn on hyper cannons. Because why not, you know? Alright, check it out. Oh, and there's a bit of police activity going on. Nice. And next, we're going to expand the field. 50 times. And then we're going to spawn 100 hyper cannons. Hyper cannons are cannons that spawn super that fire super fast, and we have 100 of them. Let's just start. No, no, we're not turning off my invincibility or super speed. Whoa. It's literally been so long since I've played this thing, like, played around with these cheats, because honestly, I recorded the episode and then, like, put it aside and never compiled it for release, even though people were asking me to. So, just this past week, when it occurred to me to finally do this for you guys, I reached in and compiled this. So, it's been so long. Let's see. So, my invincibility and super speed just wore off. Let's see how long it takes me to get obliterated. That took forever. I literally, you know, sometimes you might think that I can cause these blunders that happen in these episodes. Sometimes you might think I would just purposely cause them for the humor. And there have been times where I did that. Like the one time I made myself die in Cycle Path next to the police siren. Well, this time I did not do that. I literally died as soon as I unpaused the game. Yeah, so there was no chance for me.
Oh, I should window. Items new list. Oh, shit. Made it by Steve-O. Yes. No. Congratulations. You're 4th. Want to play again? Yes.
Now.
Want to reset all cheats to default?
Yes, I do. Now, let's see what else we have here. I'm just going to do one or two more of these. I think I might have actually demonstrated most, if not all of them. I can't remember all the codes that are in here. But one thing I will try is that.
Specify all positive number.
Oh, right.
Resume. Pause. Enter key code S. Enter T-R-A-T-K-I-N-T-T-I-T space. Run on.
We'll go ahead and spawn a tracking pit. Here's what a tracking pit does, right? You know how whenever you're next to a pit, you can just stand there for a minute and just listen to it and nothing will happen? Well, watch this pit. Whoa! Yeah. It chases you around the screen. And now there's a normal one. And it just floats right over the top of the normal one, apparently, because that's the law of oh shit physics. So we have this one tracking pit. Now I'm going to turn on impatience. Jesus, man. What? I didn't even hear that. I literally have no idea what just happened.
Yes, no. Congratulations, your score of 20 made it to your local top 10. You got to position 1. Keep up the good work.
As you could tell, I'm playing from the freshly compiled copy, so this is not my save, and 20 points is not in my actual oh shit top 10.
Want to play again? Yes, no. Main menu, play. Runner. Use the tip, clear locals, clear all set, log last, clear games, achievements, options, exit.
Now, as you can see, the runner part doesn't have cheats yet, because I didn't know if you have any suggestions of cheats now that you can actually play this that I should implement into the runner. Feel free to send them to me. You know, it takes me a long time to do stuff with code. I mean, just think about Scramble, for example. That's... Oh, okay. Yeah, we know how long that takes me. But you know how long it takes me to do stuff with code sometimes. But if you have suggestions for runner cheats that you think would be cool, please do let me know, and I will definitely try to get those implemented. But I did rip out the scoreboard functionality, because I could have set up a separate scoreboard for cheaters to play on, but honestly, what would be the point? Because you would just be posting high numbers on there, like you just basically typed in.
Exit.
There we go. I should have created a profile. I played this a lot more than I thought I would. Hell yeah. Man, I've had so many people. I know that not very many people are tuned in right now because it is 8 o'clock on a Saturday night. And I unfortunately wasn't very proactive advertising the stream. So not very many people know what's even going on, which I apologize for. But what was that? Oh, yeah. The people who have been asking about the Oh Shit Runner, once they find, or the Oh Shit Cheats, once they find out about this, they're going to be like, Jesus fucking Christ, finally! Dude! Yeah, but for those of you tuned in right now, it's a lucky day. You get early access. Oh my god. Anyway, I have one more game that I wanted to play today. Oh. Hey, Paige. Welcome to the stream. You said you'd be horrible at this game. Thankfully, Oh Shit is not normally like this. This is just the cheated version where you can make things happen in a way that they're just not supposed to happen. Well, I'm glad I eliminated your boredom. I'm glad I eliminated your boredom. That's my goal here. And also, I didn't know Discord sent notifications. I'm only using the website because even though people have told me, hey, dude, join the app, use the app, it's very accessible. Again, I'm a master procrastinator, so I never get things done when I should. Oh, you meant you'd be horrible at Run for Your Life. Dude, I'm horrible at Run for Your Life. There are several scenarios in that game where it's just, it's impossible to avoid things. Because one will come at you from one side, then one from the other, and you try to outrun them, and they go as fast as you, and then you trip and fall. Yeah. I'm honestly not even sure how I made it to level 6. But, anyway, let's play Offensive World. And Offensive World, as I mentioned, is a very unique game. And I think that it was actually inspired by the Wall Breaker game that Sam Tupi created. And the basic premise of that game was that you were in like a 15 by 15 room. And there were wooden planks all over the ground. And the walls of the room you were standing in were getting constantly attacked by people outside who wanted in. And if you let any of the walls get collapsed, like, or get completely destroyed, you would lose the game. And your score was based on how long you can last. Now, Offensive World is kind of like that. And if I can, I'll show you a comparison between the two. But Offensive World is like that, but more sophisticated. So in this game, you actually have to run around a 150 by 150 room, or I think it gets bigger than that depending on your difficulty level, and you have to collect wood, metal, and you get other items like picture and stuff that will affect your motivation, which affects your running speed. Also, the amount of wood and metal you have affects your running speed. And your goal in that game is to run around and make sure that raiders don't knock down one of your walls. You have to keep all of the walls in check. And I have not, as of yet, figured out a good strategy for this freaking game. I always die. And I think it has some balancing issues. And I'll show you why I think that.
Offensive World version colon 1.34.
Alright, and my NVDA is routed for this because I knew I'd be playing it.
Phantom crafting logo on the postcard is shown. Somewhere in deep space opens up to a massive swarm of small ships flying above the sky. Each engraved with the letters of the phantom crafting. Find the models of other ships. There's the logo on the exterior of its own passage. Find the smaller ships.
Okay, normally I skip logos, but this is actually cool. Like, the way he did that, having it describe everything and then play that cool sound effect, that was kind of nice. Like, the one thing about Phantom Hulk, aka Phantom Creations or whatever, is he's very creative artfully, I've kind of noticed. And, like, even in this game, with the pictures you pick up on the map that affect your motivation and running speed, he actually describes images on them. So here's what we have. We have start game, learn sounds, the help system.
Optimizations and load balancing.
And that's another thing that this game has that makes it unique, is you can optimize it to your system. It'll like, you can calibrate it to your specific CPU load or whatever.
Photo library.
And here's the photo library. If you pick up enough of these pictures enough times, you can unlock them, and they'll be put in your photo library.
Photo library. You can view all the photos you collected during previous games. Select one, press enter, and load the viewer. Picture of a beautiful waterfall. Recent capture was 2019/5/27/23:18. Auto capture : 1 to 20 photos. Capture 2 times. Audio available. Press enter to display picture and play any available audio. 1 to 46. Picture of a beautiful waterfall. A beautiful waterfall. No one has. Photo library. Picture of person flying. Picture of a beautiful waterfall. Picture of a beautiful waterfall. A beautiful waterfall. No one has been able to locate. No one knows who originally captured this photograph. Capture 2 times. Picture of a beautiful waterfall. Photo library. You can view. Back to main menu.
I don't remember how it said to play the audio,
main
but
menu,
it's okay. Start game. So yeah, that's not even related to the game, like that photo library. It's just an extra little detail he added to kind of expand the artful aspect of the game. So the controls of this game are very simple. You just use up, down, left, and right to move. You use 1, 2, 3, 4 to check the health of the north, east, south, west wall. Can't remember which key does which wall. You'd use F1 and F2 to switch between your wood and your metal, and you press enter to use wood or metal depending on what's selected on the wall, and you have to bump up against the wall to use the material against it. So, here we go.
Difficulty selection. Please select the difficulty. Trainer mode. You start with 2 woods, 2 metal, 3 robots that will all do battery resources, and 100 by 100 map. Raiders begin appearing in 3 minutes, 45 seconds approximately. Enemies are forbidden and do not attack too hard.
Okay, I should probably play this, the trainer mode.
Normal mode. You start with 15 woods, 18 metal, 2 robots, and 150 by 150 map. Raiders begin appearing in 2 minutes approximately. Enemies are slightly more aggressive and attack more frequently.
So yeah.
Trainer mode. You start with 2 woods.
You also have robots, and these tend to die off pretty quickly. Like, they vanish after a certain point, but they'll go around and collect metal and wood and bring it to you. That's pretty nice. So let's go ahead and play. So I'm just walking along.
You will survive for 0 hours, 0 minutes, 6 seconds.
You press T to check how long you've been alive.
Wood selected, you have 2 pieces. Wall metal plank selected, you have 2. Come on. Picture of a shopping center.
These are items.
Let's keep with raiders.
So, there are also items that control how often raiders spawn that you can pick up. And also, there are things called demonic raiders, which the normal raiders just break down your walls, but the demonic raiders do it extremely fast. Oh, this robot just gave me metal. And so, wood will repair your wall. Metal will actually strengthen the maximum health of the wall, like the maximum damage it can take.
Map coordinates, 26, 97.
I'm going very slow. Thank you. So I'm now up against the wall here.
Metal plank selected, you have 48.
And I have 48 metal planks. So if I just press enter, let me check the health of this wall. I'm going to press 1.
The wall has 100% health remaining.
Okay. Put a metal, or put some metal on there.
Metal plank selected, you have 45.
I put 3.
The north wall has 63% health remaining.
Okay, now we only have 63%. Let's use another one.
Wood selected, you have 2 pieces. Metal plank selected, the north wall has 54% health remaining.
Okay. That means that the one of your walls is below 50% health.
The north wall has 43% health remaining.
And now let's use another wood plank, or metal plank. What's cool about this game is that the music changes. If you have a wall below 25% health or below 30%
health,
something like that, it's got to be really low. The music will change to this, And if it does that, you know you need to go over there and fix it. Well, thankfully this wasn't a raider. Thankfully this was just me increasing the health and thus having to repair the wall, because even though metal increases the maximum strength of the wall, it doesn't heal the wall to its full potential. Whoa, you have to get wood to do that.
The wall has 52% health remaining. Wall max metal length selected.
Oh, I need more wood. But also, I'm walking very slowly. Now, I think the raiders are about to spawn. Oh no. Demonic raiders spawn more often. Whoa. Okay, what that means is that raiders have spawned. And I now have some wood. Oh god. Okay, they're attacking the south wall.
The east wall has 95% health remaining.
And the east wall.
The west wall has 97% health remaining. The south wall has 93% health. The east wall has 89%. The south wall has, the north wall has 55% health remaining. Metal plank selected. Wood selected. You have 6 pieces. The north wall has 87% health.
Okay. I think the north wall is fine.
The south wall has 81% health remaining. The east wall has 79% health remaining.
Oh god.
More people raiders. Picture elderly men warding off. More people raiders.
Uh-oh.
The north wall has 82%. The south wall has 69%. The east wall has 63% health remaining.
Dude, this is training mode and I'm about to die. No. Uh-oh. Yeah, this is it. I was not checking that wall. The one thing you want to do with this game is always be sure that you know what your health, what the health of your walls are, because if you don't, that will happen. I had no idea the west wall was being attacked like that. That must have been a demonic raider.
Main menu, please select an option.
Okay. And then whenever you complete it, it's like, do you want to play again? Y or N? Check messages.
Offensive world version, colon, 1.34. Start game.
All right.
Learn sounds. Help system. Learn sounds. Start game.
Now, we're not going to play training mode again. We're actually going to play...
Trainer mode. Use normal mode. You start with this one. You think you're a bow. You think you're a master of this game. Survive 10 minutes on this difficulty and record and post it to prove your mastery.
No, I honestly don't think I'm a master. I've actually never played this mode. I've only played normal mode.
Normal mode. You start with 15 woods, 18 metal, 2 rocks, and 150 by 150 map. Raiders begin appearing in 2 minutes approximately. Enemies are slightly more aggressive and attack more frequently.
Oh, God. This is the mode I normally play, and I think the highest I've gotten to on here was just under 6 minutes. Because it gets intense, you guys. Like, when it says you have 2 minutes to prepare, you better use those 2 minutes wisely. And now, as you can see, I have a slightly faster walking speed.
Map coordinates, 13. Map coordinates, 15, 31. Picture of player, congratulations.
Okay. I think that picture sped me up.
Metal plank selected, you have 21. Wood selected, you have 15 pieces. Map coordinates, 16, 76. Demonic raiders spawn more often. Demonic raiders spawn less often.
Okay, I think the robot is coming. No, it's not. It was just passing me. So they'll actually collect items and then bring them to you, so you can walk past them or whatever. And I keep picking up more frequent raiders items. Whoa.
Demonic raiders spawn more often. Map coordinates, 39, 116.
Okay, there's some wood.
Metal plank selected, you have 25. Wood selected, you have 19 pieces.
I don't know what that was.
Metal plank selected, you have 19 pieces.
Hey.
Metal plank selected, you have 25.
So, wood selected, go ahead and strengthen that.
The north wall has 100%. Metal planks of wood selected, you have 21 pieces.
Okay. Now we're gonna go strengthen the east wall.
You survive for cold, 0 hours, 1 minute, 23 seconds.
Oh god.
Demonic raiders spawn more often, deliver 15 wood, 14 metal to you.
Oh thanks. Heck yeah, man. I'll take that.
Map coordinates, 72, 132.
It sounds like I'm angrily stomping down a freaking carpeted hallway. Oh my god, I keep getting more frequent raiders. This is gonna be hell.
Metal plank selected, you have 40. Wood selected, you have 36 pieces.
Okay, the floor just changed. Uh-oh, that picture just slowed me down, whatever it was. Wall max health upgrade. Oh god. Okay, I'm not gonna go strengthen these other walls. I'm going. Oh, interesting. Whoa, that's cool. That item restored the wall's health for me. But the north is going back down, and it's going down fast. Oh shit. No, don't exit. See, the thing with this game and what I was talking about with the balancing issues is that in rare cases the east and the west wall can get hurt at the same time. And if it does that, you have to pick which one you want to fix, and the other one's just gonna break. Oh, my west wall is in danger, and I'm just strolling. The north and the west walls. No! Yep. So, that's what I meant by balancing issues, is that, yeah, that this game has a lot of items, like via motivation, or if you're holding a lot of metal and wood, and these items will slow you down. So, if your wall is collapsing and you're too far from it, there's nothing you can do. You're just gonna very slowly meander on over. Yeah. So, I know that that didn't go very well for me, but what Stephen D. podcast would this be if I didn't play... Oh, that's interesting. I didn't even know about that mode. I was going to play the pro mode, but you know what? Let's check this one out. Interesting. So, this is more like the wall breaker game. So this is just a 50 by 50 grid. That's cool. Oh god. Also, you run really fast in this one. Wow, I like this mode. I never actually knew this existed, and I've been playing this game for like a month. Wow. Maybe it's something I just unlocked or something. I don't know. Oh god, I don't have any wood and my walls are getting attacked. Please, give me some wood. Oh god. Attention, attention, will the stupid ass controlling the intercom please come help me defend this building? Thanks. Oh god. Hey, he has a picture of himself in here. Oh god. I have no idea what that was. That weird musical chime. My god, my walls are... Okay, south wall is good. Wow, this is perhaps the most balanced mode of this game. Because... You're not being trapped away from your damaged walls with nothing able to do as they just die. Whoa! Alright, we're dead. I just put a bunch of wood on those walls, but there are a ton of raiders. And I don't have... Oh. Yep. Yeah, it's about to end. I don't...
You managed to survive for 0 hours, 4 minutes, 44.
Wow. So yeah, I actually do really like the concept of that game. And I really do like... Oh, that's the exit sound. Nice. And I do like Phantom Hulk's artful ability and like how he made that colorful and stuff. But I don't really like his implementation. I don't really like how he did that, because the modes, the way that normal mode and even the trainer mode worked, it was very unbalanced because of the fact that you can slow down, and that's beyond your control, and you can slow down so much that there's no way that you can get to the walls you need to get to. But then the garage mode I played, I thought that was going to be a lot more fun than it actually was. It seemed like there was no challenge there for a while. Like, I was very easily keeping my walls up, and then all of a sudden overcoming them at a challenge. I was just out of wood, just bang, and everyone was attacking from all sides, just draining all four walls at once, and it was over. So if that game were a little more balanced out, if he did things differently, I think that it would be insanely addicting. at least to me, because I love those types of games. And now, here's Wall Breaker. And this is the game that Sam Toopey created, that you have to collect the wood planks and keep your walls in check. Only in this game, I don't think it matters which wall you heal, as long as you heal them. And I think this is what that other game was inspired on, but I think that this game did it better. Oh god. Wow. So clearly I wasn't fast enough.
Final score dialogue, you have a score of 86 seconds, okay button.
Yep. So, you see how similar that is in that you run around a room and you gotta go to a wall and build it up and there are people attacking. But, like I said, I think this game did it better because even though it was like this really tiny... This probably took Sam like 5 minutes to code, honestly, because there's like not much to it. And I'm not even gonna play again because that's literally all the game was. But it's more of a sense of urgency, and there's always wood around, and you can get it if you act fast enough, and you can get to the walls. So yeah, that episode lasted about an hour. I didn't think it would, honestly. Like, I thought that it was going to be like 30 or 35 minutes, because those games, you know, you can only spend so much time playing games like that before it gets boring. You can't make a whole episode out of one individual game. But yeah, I guess now at least you know why I played Run for Your Life. I originally wasn't gonna play Run for Your Life on this freaking podcast because it's so, like, irritating. But I was like, you know, it's very similar to Oh Shit. And so I wonder if playing it might get people to realize the surprise I've been hinting at. And I don't know if it worked or not, but you know what, it was worth a try. And I think it was very similar to Oh Shit, although believe it or not, even though Oh Shit's caused people to beat their keyboards, I think it might be a little less aggravating. As for Offensive World, I have been wanting to review that one for a while. And I know that you listen to this podcast, Oriole. No offense to you as a developer or to your game. It's not a terrible game. It could use a little... Both of those games that I played today could use a little bit of balancing. But I don't think they're going to get that because they're relatively old. I just, you know... they could be very fun. But, yeah. So... I'm sorry I wasn't here for the last episode that was supposed to happen a couple weeks ago. Hopefully that won't happen again. There was so much going on that weekend, and honestly, there was so much going on this weekend, but I felt like I needed to stream because that would be like the second episode where I was like, oh, hey guys, we're gonna have a podcast. Oh, never mind. Oh, hey guys, we're gonna have a stream at this time. Yeah, no, never mind. We're not gonna have it all. I didn't want to keep doing that to you guys, so... I made a commitment, and I said it, and it worked out, you know? And I'm glad it did. I'm just gonna finish my Coke here. Oh yeah, by the way. Just had to do that. I need to make that a habit whenever I finish the episode, you see? Because I open up the Coke can whenever I start, and I need to just, like... throw it away when I'm done. like, crumple it up and throw it out. Well, anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you again on November 16th. If you want to check out previous episodes or join the Skype group or Discord or write into the podcast, you can do so by going to stephend.net/podcast. And also, you can follow Stephen D. Podcast on Twitter. And if you have the means and are willing to do so, I would really appreciate it if you dropped in a donation. But of course, if you can't, that's fine. What's more important is that you share this with your friends and, you know, keep listening. Anyway, thanks and have a great day.
Right there in colon, 128. Icecast stream in clickable one. Lizard left there in deep right there in colon, one. Lizard 100, lizard one, lizard 3. Gold wave side row one, column 3. Gold wave. Icecast side row one, offensive line row one, column TW, blue row one, column 5. Alta cast row virtual record, alta cast encoder disconnect.